1035 WIMZ, Knoxville's classic rock, and George McFly. Hang on, I got to take a deep breath. Hello, kiddies. I'm ready to go. Pat Travers, welcome to the George McFly Show.
Hey, George, what's shaking?
What's happening, my friend?
Just waiting for it all to get together here, you know.
How long do you have to wait for that to happen?
Well, we've been real busy. You know, we started doing live shows, and we did about 10 weeks of gigs, and now I got a couple of weeks off, but we're heading up to Tennessee to do the Monsters in the Mountain.
Monsters on the Mountain, yeah, that's in Pigeon Forge. That's October 15th through the 17th, but you're on the 16th.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
That's an awesome lineup. Pat, I admire you so much. You know, I followed you for so many years. When I was in high school, I saw you in Chicago.
Yeah, I had some great, great shows in Chicago at a couple of different places. We did a show at the Avalon.
Aragon Theater.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it was.
I played there twice, once with the Tubes, and it didn't go. We opened for the Tubes. It was our first time there, and it didn't go well for the Tubes.
Well, that's because it should be vice versa.
Yeah, but at any rate, then we did another show with AC/DC, and you can imagine that place just rocked all night long. The crowd was awesome for us, and then of course AC/DC nearly brought the balcony down.
Yeah, I think I was at the balcony that day.
Yeah. Oh, you could see that sucker shaking, you know.
You know what I think is cool about you? No matter what size crowd, whether it's 100 people or 20,000 people, when you go into boom boom out goes lights and you have to direct the audience to participate, whether it's 100 people or 10,000 or 20,000 people, you still rock it every time.
I don't have a... always when I play, I got to give it everything, you know? And so it doesn't matter. There's no way to kind of back the rheostat down and do it at some different voltage, you know? It doesn't work that way for me, so I have to give it everything I got.
Every performer probably wants to pick a song where you know when it comes on the radio or when you play it live, people go absolutely berserk. You know, whether it's Queen's We Will Rock You or Boom Boom Out Goes the Lights.
I'm from Canada originally, and I was in Ottawa as a teenager, and I was about 13, and I saw this blues band from Hamilton called King Biscuit Boy, his name was Richard Newell, but he played harp and he had a great blues band. They played that song, Boom Boom Out Go the Lights, and I only heard it once when I was 13, and I never heard it again until I was 21 and in London and recording my first album, and felt like I was short one really rocking tune, so I remembered that song. So I recorded it on my first album, but it's really nothing the same. It's a very kind of a traditional blues thing. It was originally done by Little Walter.
All right.
Yeah, he did it first in about 1951. And then I heard the Richard Newell version, and we recorded it in the studio for the first album. And then we started playing live, and over time it kind of morphed into this where I felt confident enough that they would have, the audience would actually, you know, say it back to me.
Right.
And then it just we recorded the live album as kind of a stopgap between studio albums. And so I didn't really pay that much attention to it.
One of the best albums of all time, by the way.
I was working on the Crash and Burn album at the time, so I was distracted with that. And then all of a sudden they're going, hey, this tune's getting played in heavy rotation everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, of course, we went back out on the road. And, yeah, what you said earlier, that every artist hopes that they can have a tune that, you know, that everybody will respond to live. And, yeah, I'm lucky to have that one. We just finished working on a brand new album, and that'll be out early next year. And it's got a number of songs that'll be able to knock boom boom, down to fourth or fifth place.
And then before we all, you know, go to the great beyond, when you mention Pat Travers, then somebody won't just say, boom, boom, out goes the lights, or Sword and Whiskey, drinking cocaine. They'll mention something on the new album.
You're right. No, and that really motivates me. It always has, really, you know, that I feel like I haven't had the big Pat Travers Band song yet that I would feel like, you know, wasn't just I don't want to say a throwaway thing, but maybe had a little more sophistication to it, you know.
You know, I didn't even ask the other guys when I was interviewing them, like Jeff Keith from Tesla and stuff. Are you going to videotape Monsters on the Mountain?
Gosh, I don't know. I hadn't even thought about that.
Because it's going to be huge. I mean, really.
They'll probably have some video there, I'm sure. Who was on from Tesla with you?
Jeff Keith.
Oh, Jeff, he's a sweet guy.
He's a lover of the world, man. He's good people.
My very best friends, the guys in that band.
You know, I'm glad that they have success. I'm glad that you have continued success. Yeah, this is going to be huge. So Monsters on the Mountain, October 16th. Go to monstersonthemountain.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, the three-day lineup is spectacular.
I really have no expectation at all at this point. So I try not to do that with shows. I try to not hype myself up. And then I love to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, well, we've been hitting it hard at this radio station. I know that a lot of people are calling and asking about it.
Well, I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome, man.
Now, are any of you guys going to actually be able to make it to Tennessee?
You know, I'm in Knoxville. That's in Pigeon Forge. It's about, you know, it's okay, man. It's about 30 minutes drive. But, you know, I don't know nowadays.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
We own a lot of events within Knoxville and stuff, but I don't know who determines who goes on stage or what. I mean, I'd love to bring you guys on, but everybody's got their thing.
I was gonna ask you if you would do that for us. I believe we'll be on in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, it would be my pleasure.
You know, I'm just guessing around 3 maybe, so that's a good time to go on.
When is October 6th? Let me check my calendar right now.
Saturday.
Is it a Saturday?
Is that a Saturday? I think it's a Sunday.
I'll be there with bells on.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Well, man.
Let's, you know, you have my number now, so you can text me. And
literally, I would be on stage. I'd say, hey, I'm George McFly from 103.5 WIMZ. Let's give it up. Pat Travers,
that's a great rehearsal. Yeah.
And then literally you go, hello, kid, or whatever you would do. You know, that's always been my dream. Usually when I introduce groups, you always say, they're coming up. You know, go grab a beer. Concessions, you know.
No.
But, you know, I would love to just to go right into it, baby.
Yeah, I can tell, and your energy's great, and we're going to do that for sure.
I don't know if I trust the audience enough for me to do one of those back dives into the off stage, though, but...
I never would.
What do you mean? You're Pat Travers. Of course you could. I'm George McFly. Think about it, Pat. Yeah. Maybe I'd get a noogie afterward. Hello, McFly. Anybody home?
Yeah. McFly. Yeah, I would... intentionally was not going to bring that up.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm sure I had it
before Back to the Future.
Okay.
You know, that's all that everybody needs to know.
Of course you did. Yeah. Of course
he
you did.
He doesn't believe me. I swear to God, anyway. Oh, Pat,
no,
I love you.
I believe you.
Me love you a long time, brother. Hey, man. October 16th in Pigeon Forge. Go to monstersonthemountain.com. Pat Travers, it's a distinct privilege to have you on WIMZ.
Thank you so much, George, for having me on your show today. And I really appreciate your energy. It's great.
Thank you, brother. Hold on 1 second. I'll get your number off the air, okay?
You got it.
Okay, it's George McFly. We'll be right back. 103.5 WIMZ.